This is episode number 2378 of the Who Cares News for Friday, February 3rd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
At the age of 53, Paul Rudd has long been a hot topic online as fans marvel over how he doesn't look like he's aged all that much.
Well, yeah.
What, since 1995?
Yeah.
So what's his secret?
Because, you know, you put him up next to Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
And no, he looks like he's a kid compared to Seth Rogen. Although anybody looks like they're a kid compared to Seth Rogen, including Joe Biden. Seth, you know, dude, the drugs not doing you well.
Well, I mean, you gotta wonder with Paul Rudd, is it Cindy Crawford's, you know, her skincare?
Oh,
line?
Her skincare line, is that what it is? Oh my
supposedly,
god!
Supposedly she's not supposed to look. Anyway,
no, she doesn't look 53.
So what does Paul say the
not
secret
with all
is?
The filters.
Sleep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Sleep.
Wow. First off, Paul, how do you get any sleep? But I get it.
But why wouldn't he?
Well, you know? Yes, I guess you're right.
If I had nothing else to do, I'd probably sleep more.
You sleep more?
Then diet.
Sleep more. Oh, oh,
I don't
him.
Sleep that much.
You said him, then diet. Okay.
Sleep then diet.
I get it. I thought you were talking about
weights,
us.
Then weights, then cardio.
Oh. See, and that helps a little bit.
Well, sure it does.
Come on.
Then people ask me, can you send me your meal plan? How many times a week do you work out? Do you drink? Do you eat carbs? Do you have a cheat day? And the most important part of training is sleep.
I like to sleep through training, actually. That's my favorite training. Oh, cardio? Nah, I think I'll take a nap.
John, were you sweating and you're wearing your training and your workout?
Man.
Just the covers were a little too hot. Broke a sweat. Paul's routine is
asleep in the middle of Groundhog Day yesterday.
What?
I took a nap. Yeah, I had to roll it back and watch it again.
Of course, because you didn't want to.
Like,
you had to see what happened.
I know what happens.
Of course you
anyway.
Paul's routine. He gets up and has a cup of coffee.
Yeah. See, that's
cardio
not good for you.
Before eating anything.
Or maybe it is. Okay.
So cardio on coffee, all right? He also lifts weights at least 3 times a week.
Okay, there we go. All right, I knew he had to lift weights because he's, you know, when he puts on the Ant-Man suit, he's got a little bulk. I mean, you know, he doesn't look like it in a regular...
Well, I mean, he noted playing a superhero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe for the last several years.
Yeah, right.
You know, with his latest entry, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Quantumania.
Debuting February 17th.
Yep.
Has changed his relationship with his body.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If I'm in this suit, running around, playing a character who's supposed to be a superhero, I just feel better. And I feel less like an imposter.
Less like an imposter. Oh, there you go.
Nothing like feeling like an imposter when you're wearing tights.
You know what? When I'm 53, I want to look every bit as good as Paul Rudd. You know what? Because I would have guessed he was probably 49.
Oh, yeah,
he's
I didn't
a good.
That on.
He looks a good 4 years younger. But we know how good I am at guessing ages. So,
well, I guess we could just get this out of the way to start with. Jamie Lee Curtis is awesome.
No, Jamie Lee Curtis
always has been
awesome.
And
freaking
always will be
awesome. You know what I like about Jamie Lee Curtis?
What?
Not only can she play, like, you know, in the horror movies, but she can also play smart and sassy and funny and sexy. And I would be willing to say, even at this age, where she's not gone under the knife, she's made a pretty big deal about the fact that, you know what, this is natural beauty.
Right.
And she takes a little bit after her mom and her dad both, who were both very good-looking people.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But I would say that Jamie Lee Curtis has got it going on. Still. She does.
All right, so can I go on
go,
with the
go
story?
Go on, go
I mean,
on.
I know, unless you
no,
want
no,
to
I just thought I would wax.
Wax
philosophic about Jamie Lee Curtis.
I can't believe we both said that at the same time.
I know, right?
We're weird. Okay.
In more ways than one.
Now, and while other people may have thought she had it in her, she never believed she'd be an Oscar nominee.
Oh, no, she had it in her. I think so.
She says, well, that everyone thought she did.
Yeah.
She just didn't think she
yeah,
did.
Yeah, right.
So she says, I'm 64 years old. I've been an actor since I was 19. I made horror films and sold yogurt that made you poop. I never thought I would hear my name at the Oscars.
That's one of the other things that I'm very, very, you know, she's down to earth person. And I remember, what was it, the Activa yogurt commercials she did for years?
Yeah.
I mean, that took some guts. That's you know what? That took some balls. Jamie Lee Curtis has balls.
It was yogurt.
Yeah, but it's yogurt that makes you poop.
But it wasn't like she was doing a stool.
Well, no, but the whole thing was eat my yogurt for 2 weeks and your digestive system will be better.
More regular.
That's right. Regular means poop.
So Jamie Lee says that when she heard she was nominated, she was shocked, and then thrilled.
Yeah.
She's up for Best Supporting Actress in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Now, is this the movie that Ryan Murphy did? I'm not sure. I know she was at the Golden Globes and a big proponent of Ryan Murphy when he got up on. And I haven't seen any of these damn movies. I never do. You know, the Oscar-nominated movies. Who sees these things? Oh, I know. The Academy members who vote because they get screeners. In their email. It's like, oh, watch my movie. Have you seen any of the movies that are out for an Oscar or Golden Globes?
Heck
or
no.
Brendan Fraser's in The Whale?
I want to see that.
Okay, what's it about?
He's a 600-pound dad, and he's trying to find his relationship with his daughter. It's a lot to that movie.
Sounds
it's
like
supposed
a
to be
jerker.
Absolutely spectacular.
Tearjerker.
And I can't wait. I'm so happy Brendan Fraser's back.
Well, and he won like a SAG Award for it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's nominated for an Oscar.
He is nominated. I hope. Yeah. And I know it might be hard for him. I don't know. I hope he wins. Oh, my gosh. I hope he wins.
All right. Anyway.
I think it's just awesome.
And Jamie Lee Curtis, the best to her. I mean, she deserves every accolade she can get. I think she's a fine actor.
Oh, yeah. This is a Jamie Lee Curtis story.
That's right. We're talking about Jamie Lee Curtis. And we're talking about the Oscars, though. We really are. And as they approach later on this month, we have the Oscars at the end of February. We'll talk more about them. With our apologies to Andrea Riceborough, you got to check that out on the internet, and Halle Berry. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great week, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.